Like, maybe to hear Gustav Holst's The Planets.
I could bring that, but I have not on this occasion.
Okay, the show is about to end.
Yes, this show is going to end, but I'll still be here, and so will you, while I'm cleaning up the room, and I'll be playing music. And let's not talk about the mechanics of it anymore.
No, what we're going
to
talk
about. Let's just allow it to occur.
What you mean, not talk about the choice of music, in other words?
You know, music should just appear to be, and not, okay, now I'm going to do this, and not, you know, that's not the way I usually conduct my show.
No, I mean, the song of the sirens, there was no announcement. There was no, it wasn't like there was an MC or something who rose up on the waves between the sirens and Odysseus to announce the appearance of the sirens.
Well, Calypso recommended that Odysseus listen, but she cautioned him to be tied to the mast, so he would not join them.
So this must be the song of the sirens we're hearing now. It's going to lead us
away
off the
But
show.
At this time, the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, ends its Bobcast day on listener confounded Radio Valencia.fm. Perhaps the listener can visualize a grainy 16-millimeter film underexposed of ducks bobbing on a pond. And this was at one time shown by television stations to prepare the viewer for the fact that the station was going to go off the air and leave nothing but static, because that was the way in those days.
It's a more, certainly a more urbane, and
the idea that it would end, that there would be a few hours to rest before the farm report or whatever the first thing was not an unpleasant idea. The idea that it constantly echoes and coruscates, pulsates and continues is a feature of the modern world.
Well, some of these stations would end their daily broadcast with a civil defense advisory.
I have been delayed, and so this is now pointless, but I will say, as I always do on this occasion, good night and good morning.
FM. Listen to RadioValencia.fm. 87.7 FM. I'm out here in Raleigh, North Carolina, enjoying pretty much nothing right now. So I'm having a day off, but anyway, I hope you're good. And goddammit, if I were at home, I'd be listening to 87.7 FM, Radio Valencia. Maybe I can just listen here, because I'm obviously from the interweb. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Let's go. this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
At the brutal charade, as the polls close like a casket on truth devoured, a silent play on the shadow of power, a spectacle monopolized, the camera's eye on choice disguised. Lights out, guerrilla radio, turn that sh- up. Lights out, guerrilla. For the mass who burn and toil, or for the vultures who thirst for blood and oil, a spectacle monopolized. They hold the reins and stole your eyes. A fist of guns, bullets and bombs, who stuff the banks, who staff the party ranks. More for gore, or the son of a drug lord. None of the above. The cord, lights out, guerrilla radio, turn that up. Lights out, guerrilla radio, turn that sh- up. Lights out, guerrilla radio, turn that up.
Settle down on my love, Pico and Sepulveda, Pico and Sepulveda, Pico and Sepulveda, Pico and Sepulveda, No KKK, no fascist USA. No Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA.
To invade even an inch, the revolutionary armed forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint blend.
Es el programa número uno.
With Darren Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
We'll be right back. wide open secret. Solely Mr. Deck heralds the true God in the entire history of the universe. Not even in the truth, Ibe Pravda, is Mr. Francis E. Deck Esquire's 8-page detailed letter exposing the worldwide deadly communist gangster computer god and the worst, deadliest enemy of the entire human race and the entire universe in the entire history of the entire universe, namely the communist atheist conspiracy, with all of the deadly gangster unbelievable sophisticated Frankenstein controls the Catholic Church. These facts, like the below facts, cannot be found in the communist gangster computer god concocted and manipulated so-called history and news media. Communist gangster computer god unbelievably staged, like Hollywood scum, on top Tsarina, alias great dictator Franklin D. Roosevelt, the polio-paralyzed, legless drug addict, idiotic, suicidal Tsarina fag, who had his unbeatable rival Will Rogers exterminated in an exploding ball of flame by a planted bomb here in safe USA airfield shortly after takeoff at the end of Will Rogers' unprecedented, renowned, arduous, round-the-world goodwill flying trip with Wiley Post in his beautiful, electronically sophisticated, luxurious, ultra-modern Winnie Mae airplane. Not only all stairways had inclines added for Tsarina Roosevelt's computerized wheelchair, but a football field-sized glass house-type building was built in back of the White House for his medicinal, piped-in, pure-warmed seawater into his gigantic, suicide-proof, 2-feet-deep swimming pool, where he waded naked with his nurses and had sodomy affairs. Ones very near to him have written popular books about his sodomy, Ive love affairs. Already in his third term, he was a helpless and useless stretcher case, incapable of even appearing at his fourth-term convention. This one-world communist who married his immediate cousin, Eleanor Roosevelt, like his runted, sickly, pock-faced grandfather, propagandized as a hunter and a sportsman, Teddy Roosevelt, here from Oyster Bay, Long Island, the Rosenfeld family, another computer god top-secret camouflage for gifted Ethiopians. As a big-time kid gangster politician, computer god even raised his age for historical purposes, Teddy Roosevelt was paid off with the vice president do absolutely nothing farce position title. Repeatedly, vice presidents have successfully waited and lurked to eliminate El Presidente. Ive below are a few examples. So the kiddish gangster Teddy Roosevelt lured Midwestern dolt McKinley into New York for extermination, like the lowly guttermouth Big L.B. Johnson lured Playboy's sodomist in with the mafia, Jack Kennedy, into his hometown, Dallas. Wide open, people say it was the three brothers, Sam, Milton, and Lyman Jacobson, who with the judges feloniously swindled the governor of Texas out of the U.S. Senator election shortly before Lyman was fixed as the compromise choice for Jack Kennedy's vice presidential nominee. Who ever saw a Lyndon married to a tiny runt, Birdie? Under computer god orders, even Birdie now has changed her name for historical purposes to Lady Bird New, and even her Ethiopian surname is now changed to Taylor. It was this scummy, bum, lowly gangster Lyman as Presidente who had the gigantic Tsarina swimming pool deepen several feet to a regular swimming pool and regularly had naked sodomy swimming parties with women personnel. Gangster Monkey C, Gangster Monkey 2. Now, even the Pope John in the Vatican has a similar swimming pool to share with the endless numbers of nuns to help him forget his good old days as a married man naked in bed with high holy communion sodomy. Did not that world-renowned untouchable felon gangster Tricky Dick Nixon? His daughter Tricia is married to Davy Eisenshanker Jr. No. Nixon was the sure loser to the fag queer kid Bobby Kennedy until he was lured into very distant Tricky's hometown, Los Angeles. Did not gangster Tricky Dick Nixon do more than feloniously watch eyesight television of Bobby Kennedy's extermination? Abe Lincoln's computer god, alias for Abe Lincoln's law partner, was Stanton. Abe in the gangster courts feloniously conspired fabricated patent infringements to swindle thousands of dollars from C. McCormick Reaper Machinery Company. As president, Abe made Stanton a cabinet member. In order to automatically become president, Stanton concocted a grandiose murder scheme to murder not only Lincoln, but also the vice president and secretary of state. Secretly, Vice President Johnson overseered it. Lincoln was murdered, and Secretary of State Seward was very seriously injured. Automatic President Harry Schimmelman Truman, in terror, gave political concessions to Congress to enact abolishment of the automatic succession to the presidency by cabinet members for cheap, conspired, felonious pardon fits. Gangster Nixon gave presidency to dolt felon Jerry Ford, another computer god alias, the wide-open, lifelong felon bribe extortionist, forger, and check launderer Jerry Ford. David Eisenheimer, or Eisenschenker, another runted, negroidically befreckled, semi-illiterate, cowardly yokel kid, also Jimmy Carter, who shared the sodomy drug beds of the military academy with niggers, under secret computer god orders upon graduation, CIA changed even his family gravestones. Camp David in Maryland was named after him, for him, and by him, including the division of SS, Secret Service troops, who even tended his Playboy giant golf course. Here, David Eisenschenker hid in cowardly terror and watched World War II on EyeSight TV. His historical name, Dwight Eisenhower. As president for months, he was dying in a coma, useless and helpless, I think. Sneak, shameless, hangman rope gangster, government leaders into Frankenstein, living death, eternal slavery. I now go to death for your lowest deadly felony crimes against me, Frankenstein earphone radio parroting puppet gangster slave. Do not dare to repeat any part of this truthful message, for like Mr. Francis E. Deck Esquire, you too are expendable, and you too can be beaten bloodily by the gangster police and dragged in chains into a windowless telephone booth type prison cell and put into maximum security insanity prison for undetectable extermination, and by the lowest gangsterism, namely the law, character assassinated for life as an insane criminal menace to this worse gangster communism. Now that your besweated, terrified, trembling delirium has subsided, have your computer subdivision play out my letter, and you reread my letter for your only hope for a future. Francis E. Deck Esquire, 29 Maple Street, Hempstead, New York. Worldwide communist gangster computer god scum on top, staged like Hollywood, with plastic pale stand-in actors, with communist gangster computer god speed recording, instantaneous, simultaneous, edited, simulated voices implanted for all TV and news media microphones in any known language. Unbelievable con artist gangsterism solely for the overall plan. Worldwide eternal Frankenstein living death slavery. Yokel felon King Jimmy Carter, slime from the academies, which Mr. Deck intelligently refused unsolicited acceptance to the most elite academy from here in Niggertown, and even insidious con artist, gangster divorcee Pope John, they both speak Spanish and even Portuguese. Solely Mr. Deck exposes false god Sodomy and Gomorrah of you worldwide computer god parroting puppet gangster slaves. Make copies for yourself, you hangman rope gangster scum on top. Laugh your mad giggle now.
Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight on RadioValencia.fm.
Show me what you got, show me what you came for. Show me what you got, show me what you got, show me why I'm here. Show me what you got, show me what you got, what your mama gave. And the fuse you used to get loose, light it, light it. Back it up, back it up, back it up, and back it up, back it up.
shotgun. Why did love thunder? Backbone swinging silver. You cactus, Walter. Singing, singing moonlight. Slipping off her. Keep it swinging that spell. You got me under. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Shockwaves. Ooh, shaking. Breaking out windows. Shuddering. The screen. You're alive. Shuddering. As we burn it down in the cockroaches, fire falls from the sky. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. You got, show me what you got, show me what you came for. Show me what you got, show me what you got, show me why I'm here. Show me what you, show me what you got, what your mama gave you. And the fuse you used to get loose, light it, light it. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Then I back it up. I do the back it
burning candles in the fountain on the night we first met, dancing slowly and unholy, our peculiar pure way. Emeralds in your earrings that collected every spark, indifferent to the danger in the dark. If you see me on the sidewalk with my bucket and my veil, find some kindness for the blindness that believes you wish me well.
I went